Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia is being urged to recuse himself from a high-profile case. The dispute raises questions about how justices decide if they have a potential conflict of interest. Last month, Scalia went on a 4-day duck hunting trip with Vice President Dick Cheney. The trip came shortly after the Supreme Court agreed to hear a case in which Cheney is being sued for refusing to turn over documents related to his energy policy task force. Stephen Gillers, Vice Dean of the New York University School of Law, says Scalia should recuse himself.
The vice president has a strong personal and political interest in reversing the lower court decision. And Scalia went on this intimate group trip, this male bonding guy thing in Louisiana, with a litigant with a strong interest in the case.
Well, presumably, Justice Scalia feels that his impartiality will not be compromised.
Well, he does. And one of the gaps in our legal system now appears to be that he's going to be the judge of his own cause. And while the court could review it, traditionally the court has left it to individual justices to make their own decisions about these matters.
Can any of the justices request a review?
I don't think any of the justices can formally request a review. Now, in all fairness, it also has to be said that no party to the case has asked him to recuse himself. If the parties seek his recusal and he declines, it'll be up to them to ask the court formally to review his refusal to recuse.
Scalia has recused himself in the past.
He has, most recently in the Pledge of Allegiance case out of the Ninth Circuit in California. And he did that because he had to, frankly, because he made a comment at a speech which was critical of the Ninth Circuit's decision. So having made that extrajudicial, off-the-bench comment about a case, he could not really impartially review the case or seem to.
So if on this trip he and Cheney had discussed the case, obviously he would recuse himself then.
Oh, absolutely, and I assume they did not because that would be so obviously improper. But the trip itself creates skepticism about his impartiality. Look, would any litigant feel comfortable if the judge had in the recent past gone on a extended 4-day hunting trip with the judge himself? I think not.
Didn't FDR play poker with justices?
You know, before the 1970s, there were a lot of instances in which presidents or members of the executive department mingled with judges and justices. The fact is the world changed around 1970 when the ABA and other groups began to pay much closer attention to legal and judicial ethics. So while this may not have raised eyebrows 60 or 70 years ago, by the time 1970 rolled around, and certainly today, that kind of mingling is wholly unacceptable.
But they can't isolate themselves from the rest of Washington.
Absolutely not. Going to dinner parties, speaking with members of the administration or Congress, that's all okay. It's a question of judgment and degree. And here, this trip is so different from a dinner party or some other social event that judgment counseled against going and having gone command that Justice Scalia step aside.
Stephen Gillers is Vice Dean of the New York University School of Law.